Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The remains of the body found last week by a farmer planting beans in the field off Kane Trail and Lamb Avenue have been identified. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office identified 36-year-old Manuel Ramirez of Kenyon. Sheriff Troy Dunn explained that on October 28th of 2019, the Rice County Sheriff's Office had taken a call of a vehicle that had crashed in a ditch or ravine near the area Mr. Ramirez's body was found. No one was inside the vehicle at the time. Deputies and investigators had searched the area on different occasions with no success. They followed up on other possible leads, but none of them led investigators to Mr. Ramirez's location. His cause of death is still under investigation. Sheriff Dunn hopes to have more within the next few weeks. A smoke alarm and quick action saved a life. Around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Faribault Fire and Police were called to a structure fire at 415 Western Avenue. On arrival, they found smoke and flames coming out of the home. Fire Chief Dustin Dean said crews were able to hit the fire from the exterior through open windows, then made entry and extinguished the remaining fire. It was contained to the room of origin in the hallway, but heat and smoke destroyed most everything else in the home. An investigation verified that a child was playing with a lighter and caused the fire. Chief Dienst commented, "This fire was very tragic but had the potential to be even worse. Smoke alarms went off and the father discovered a fire in a bedroom where the young child was sleeping. He grabbed the child and escaped. Dienst called him a hero. Crews cleared the scene at about 6:45. It may be quieter on Division Street, but the Northfield CSO, Community Service Officer, is marking tires and enforcing parking laws. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson said the department's received complaints and inquiries as to why their officer is monitoring downtown parking when it's not as busy.
And the reason we're doing that is for one reason only, is to make sure that our businesses have parking available for their customers.
He said occasionally there are inconsiderate people that are parking long-term in front of those businesses that are doing curbside business. He asked that the community show their support by not blocking their parking spots. The Northfield City Council last week unanimously approved a resolution to temporarily waive late fees on utility bills. The waiver will provide financial relief to Northfield residents and businesses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Finance Director Brenda Engelstad noted that the 1.5% monthly late fees will not be charged on April to July bills sent to residents and May to August bills sent to businesses. And the Democratic Farmer Labor Party Thursday evening endorsed Todd Lippert for a second term, representing District 20B in the Minnesota House of Representatives. The endorsement came from all 207 delegates voting at the district's virtual endorsement convention. District 20B covers the northern part of Rice County and eastern portion of Le Sueur, which includes Northfield, Dundas, Lonsdale, and Montgomery. Lippert ran as a first-time candidate in 2018. He is on the air with Jeff Johnson each Friday morning at 7:20 through the legislative session. News from around the state is next.